Hi again. Okay, the noise outside has finally stopped, and I just listened to my own lengthy review and commentary. I should have called it a commentary, because that's pretty much what it is, although it does contain a review as well, of a flight plan, and a few things I wanted to add, because I did not even come close to, of course, discussing how terrible the movie is. I actually could probably give a critique of the movie that would rival the film's length itself. Like, it's really that bad. I could, actually, you know what, people who made the movie, if you're listening for the DVD release, I know what would actually encourage me to buy a lot more films is if they actually had commentaries of not only people who weren't, well, people who might have been involved in the movie, too, but from people who did not like the movie. That would be an interesting commentary. Like, even if, it, you know, you were watching a good movie and someone says, I hate this movie, here's why during this scene I was disgusted and appalled and insulted. Really, instead of terrible and fucking, and fuck, I should have said insulted a lot more, because that's really what the film did. It insults the audience, both regarding the audience's intelligence, the audience's inability to see through the transparency of the racism on screen and the racism in the film itself's mechanics. It's really horrible. But I wanted to also talk about one of the main points in this secondary review here, and hopefully I won't go on for too much longer, just a few more minutes, because really you've been with me long enough, and I thank you for listening. But the plot that, well, the plot, the terrorist plan, the plan to extort this $50 million using Jody as a scapegoat for the hijacking, also depended upon not only their ability to kidnap this little girl without anyone noticing and without anyone having seen her in the first place, but it really depended upon them being able to get her away from her mother without her mother noticing either. And that is a big, big problem. Like, in the beginning of the movie, a lot of this happened in the beginning of the movie, but when they get to the airport, the mother actually loses her little girl for a short period of time. And she's frantic. She's like, oh my God, where'd she go, where'd she go? And of course, the girl had just wandered over to the snack, to a snack turnstile. That's what you call them, I guess, or whatever. The little snack shack, in the airport lobby, and the mother's so relieved. But okay, so we've already established that this is a pretty protective mother. And one would expect her to be even more protective after the death of her husband, like the sudden and unexpected death of her husband. So it really rang kind of false when, during the flight, again, more spoilers, in the beginning of the flight, she says, hey honey, how would you like to have a row all to yourself? And actually gets up and moves elsewhere on the plane and falls asleep, thereby leaving her 6-year-old daughter, remember this girl is 6 years old, unattended, while the mother is elsewhere, unconscious. Also, she mentioned taking sleeping pills, or at least having sleeping pills on her person, to fall asleep on the plane. So she's possibly elsewhere drugged, while this little girl is all by herself on the flight. That just rang so horribly false to me. Horrible again. Yeah, I was insulted by that turn of events, that anyone would leave a little girl alone like that. And, so really, she was a bad mother for doing this. And, of course, you know, they try to make it seem like her husband's died, she's under a lot of pressure, this explains these actions. But really, it doesn't. And there were so many more things in the film like that that only served the interests of the storyline rather than, you know, the interests of sensibility or, fuck, even decency concerning the racist thing. But whatever, I discussed that in the previous file if you'd like to listen to it. I forget where I started talking about that. I was going to give you more. But before I, you know, ramble on anymore and make this total thing go over half an hour, we'll stop. So again, thank you for listening. folks who made Flight Plan, Jodie Foster, Peter Sarsgaard, Robert Svanky, or whatever, you know. Think about putting commentary on that DVD from someone who hated your film, because your film was terrible. Okay, have a good one. Bye-bye.